Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Robin Abramson.
Yeah.
Look at you posing for the camera there.
Well, you did the 3-2-1 countdown, so.
I'm over here. I know this is all about you. It usually is.
No. That's a joke.
She's humble, ladies and gentlemen. Well, listen, I want to know all the sordid details about this affair that you're carrying on with Pittsburgh.
Oh, I thought you were going to say John Shepard.
Oh, my God. Well, hey, you know, we've got 20 minutes here. We can talk about whatever you want.
You're going to edit that out, right?
No, absolutely not.
I love you, John.
I am sending this directly to him. But no, what I mean by that is you've worked a lot here in the city in the past year. We've seen a lot of things. In Tamara?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was one of the more exciting and challenging things that I did this year.
It was a different show.
Yeah,
People talked about that.
They did talk about it. And it was so exhilarating to be a part of something that was such a buzz. Mm. You know, sometimes you do plays and people go, so what are you doing right now? And you're like, oh, I'm doing a show at the blank blank. And they go, And this time I was like, oh, I'm doing Tamara at Rodov Shalom. And they were like, we are coming. We heard all about it. Casbah is catering. We are there. What should I wear? And it was just so exciting to be a part of that.
Congrats on that. You know, does it get exhausting being consistently typecast as beautiful women? I had that written down. I would just think it was without notes.
Let me just take a drink.
But you know, you, as many actors do, make it look so easy. What about this craft is hard for you?
Oh gosh, so much is hard. I don't really know where to start with that. You know, it's rejection is hard. Mm. Not getting something that you really want is hard. Getting something that maybe you're not right for, but you really want to be great at is hard. Finishing a show and thinking maybe you didn't quite do your best, or maybe you could have found something more that time is hard. I could go on forever, but so much more than is hard, there's so much more of it is fun. I mean, there's a reason that you want more and you can't stop doing it, is because every day is new, every opportunity I'm so blessed, I'm very grateful.
Did you always see yourself in a career as an actress?
No, I wanted to be an accountant. No, I'm just kidding, I never wanted to be an accountant.
I was a little shocked by that, I was reaching for my martini there. Tell me more about your accounting aspirations.
My dad wanted me to be an accountant.
Oh, really?
Well, sure. Doesn't every dad?
I don't know.
I don't know what I wanted to do. I think that's what's interesting about acting. Part of me thinks it's the thing I did because I didn't know what I was going to do.
So you can act like anything. Tomorrow you can be an astronaut. The day after you could be an accountant. You know?
I don't think I could ever play an accountant. So I didn't know what I was going to do. I just liked this, so I did it.
Now, if something strange happened and all performance art ceased, what would you do? What would be your second go-to? What talents does Robin Abramson have off the stage?
That's a good question. That forces me to be really honest with myself. And I just came from therapy, so I don't know if I want to do that.
This is kind of like therapy.
You know, I'm feeling like it is.
I'm giving you cocktails. This is better than therapy.
I know, I'm just gonna...
And I'm not charging you.
I'll tip you.
Oh, very good. We like that here. Good.
I guess it would be something to do with animals. Gosh, yeah. I love animals. Either helping them or saving them. Or years ago when I was young and I didn't know that I wanted to be on the stage, I really thought I was going to be a veterinarian.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then I realized that animals dying is like, I can't even imagine anything sadder. So, but it would have to do something with animals or maybe children.
And you know, this is funny that you mentioned both those things because I've always heard the old adage, you should never appear on stage with children or animals.
Yeah, no, they upstage you.
Right. But yet those are the two things that you go to. Maybe it's because that's what's lacking on the stage for you, is your involvement with children and animals.
No, I did The Sound of Music once in Israel. This is funny. I was living in Jerusalem and I was dying to do some theater. And there was an English-speaking theater company that was doing The Sound of Music. And I was like, well, this is the only country in the world that will cast me as Maria.
All right, I see where you're going with this.
I was the most Jewish Maria you have ever seen.
What do we do with a girl like Maria?
The hills are alive. With
there they go. And the hill and the day. We could go on.
Yeah, there's lots to work with there. We're on to something there. No, really, and they didn't mind. The whole country, the whole Jewish country did not mind, but I was just so Jewish.
That's representing, though. I think we need that.
Yeah, yeah. Typecasting, what could I say? But there were lots of kids in that play.
Oh, good.
Lots
I'm glad kids. You got to.
And none of them were as cute as I was. No, I'm just kidding.
That's where this was all leading to. You just had to say that.
No, it was all leading to they were wonderful children, and it was actually a really remarkable experience.
Now, did you yourself start acting as a kid, as a child?
I didn't, actually, not until high school. I didn't, you know, I auditioned for the musicals because that's what my sister was doing, and that's what some of my friends were doing. So I didn't know. This wasn't something that, like, I was 8 years old and my mom was taking me to casting calls and PMT. And
yeah.
No, I didn't. It kind of just happened when I was 17 or 18 years old.
And then I know where you went to college.
I know where you went to college.
Because we were there together. I didn't know if we were going
to
tell this, you know, but
cheers to Point Park.
To Point Park University, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We came out of the Conservatory of Performing Arts there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good kind of...
Copa.
Yeah, Copa it was called, the Copacabana.
Isn't it called something else now?
Oh, who knows, who knows.
Isn't it Point Park... PPU.
Well, same to you. Jeez. Yeah, Point Park University. But like, we were the same year. We were the same class. So look, this is what the class of 2003 produced right here at this
wonderful
table.
Things. Beautiful know. Things.
Yeah, an alcoholic and a lovely actress. But
immodest in therapy.
Right. And what's, I think, hysterical is that there's another Point Park connection to you right now. In fact, John Shepherd is directing the show that you're in.
Yeah, we are
off
not
the
having
wall
an
theater.
We are not having an
a professional one. John Shepherd is directing the show that you're in at Off the Wall Theater right now, titled Or. So what is it like being directed by a former professor of yours?
It's quite a treat, let me tell you. Well, John Shepherd also directed Tomorrow.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So the ice has been broken.
The theatrical event of the summer. Yes, the ice was broken. But we've done shows together prior to that, but that was the first time he directed me. It's kind of funny to be peers with someone who was once your professor. And John was kind of scary in college. I mean, you didn't really want to cross him.
Yes, he was a taskmaster.
Yeah, and he still is in some ways, but when you graduate into the professional world and you find yourself working alongside John, he's also a bit of a goofball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had him on the show a while back when he directed Heads at the the Rep.
Mm-hmm.
Fun guy. We had a lot of laughs, you know, so I'm looking forward to seeing this.
He's such a wonderful director. Really, he's so fun. He keeps the rehearsal room really just energetic and fun, and he's really open to ideas, and I think he's just wonderful. I'm having a blast.
Good.
And I did in Tomorrow also.
Good, good. Now tell me a little bit about this show, Or. It's kind of like the Who's On First thing. I'm going to see the play Or what?
I know.
Or the play. Yeah, or what else, Jim? What is this about? Without spoiling anything,
okay, I love this play so much. I have never done anything like it. Everybody should see this play. I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's called Or. It's written by Liz Duffy Adams, and it's set in Restoration era, and it takes place mostly during one night in the life of Aphra Behn, who was England's first or Europe's first English-speaking playwright.
Now that's the correct pronunciation of it, because I always thought it was Afra-Ben.
Yeah, I think it's Afra-Bane. There was some discrepancy when we first started rehearsal, but I think it's Afra-Bane.
That's what you're going with, all right.
And you have to be consistent.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not
an
like
actor.
We can call up her people and ask her and them or anything.
No, she's dead.
Anyway. That was implied, but thanks for driving it home there with a little subtlety. That's great.
That's what this play is all about, subtlety.
Okay.
No.
Well, that was a good representation.
So. Yeah, but the play takes place in one night, and she's trying to write this play that's going to be produced by one of the two big theater companies in London, and she's got to get this play done, and she just keeps getting interrupted over and over and over again. And it's a hilarious, just raucous, playful sex farce would be the word I would use to describe it. It is a sex farce. There's gender bending, there's love triangles. You just never know what's going to happen next. There's doors slamming. It's fast paced. It's going to be the time of your life.
Now, how much of it is factual?
Well, this is interesting. A lot of what we know about Afra is kind of theoretical. She could have been this, she could have been that. So we know that she wrote some plays.
Mm-hmm.
We know that maybe she had a relationship with Charles. We think maybe she had a relationship with Nellie Gwynn, which is one of the hottest, the new hot actress in London at the time. But nobody really knows for sure. And so that's why it's kind of fun. And that's why the playwright, I think, kind of felt like she could do anything she wanted.
Take some liberties.
Yeah.
So whom do you play in this piece?
I play a bunch of stuff, and I don't want to give too much away, but most notably I play Nellie Gwynn, who was the hot actress at the time. She played breeches parts. She was known as a comedian, not so much as a dramatic actress.
What do you consider yourself?
I try to not label, but I really feel like you can't do one well without being able to do the other.
That's
Don't
true,
you feel
I think.
That
yeah,
way?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you label yourself as?
Oh, comedy. Absolutely.
Comedy?
Yeah.
But that means, I feel like if you can do comedy, it means you can probably do drama.
I enjoy doing a good drama, though, and I don't get to do it often because, you know, I'm just.
Because people think you're a comedian?
Mm-hmm. That's my type. Yeah, my typecasting. So.
But you're a good comedian because you play earnestly.
You understand drama. Yeah, I think I think they do support each other.
They really do. They rely heavily on each other. I mean, look at Chekhov, Shakespeare. I mean, these plays were funny, 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 tragic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all these plays were, and you had to be able to do the funny to pull off the sad stuff at the end.
So dynamic, I think, would be the answer to that question.
Yeah,
you're dynamic.
Like dynamic.
That's a good answer. Small ensemble cast.
Yeah,
right?
There's three of us. Erica Cuenca plays the lovely, lovely Afra-Bane. Oh, she's so lovely and talented. You have to come see her in this. And she looks beautiful too. She always beautiful. And Ethan Hova plays is a wonderful New York actor who I met doing Tamara.
Mm-hmm.
Plays, I won't tell you who he plays.
That's right. Oh, there's a lot of secrets here. This is enticing.
Because
the less you tell us, the more we want to see it.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do here, because you never know who and what is behind a door in this play, and it is the most fun I have ever had, really. But it's hard because it's timing. It's a lot of timing, and you have to be really specific. You would be great at this stuff, too.
Call me. I'm sitting at home.
Nice. Call this guy.
Right.
I've seen him. He's hilarious.
Hey, you can be my agent here. It wouldn't be a bad thing. But no, this is an Off the Wall. We've seen a lot of great stuff from Off the Wall last season. This is their season opener because they run a little different.
Well, they did.
Oh, the room at the top of the stairs. Yeah. You're right about that. Yeah. Thank you for correcting that. But it's nice to have something to see during the holidays, because I think a lot of companies stray away from, well, we don't want to put anything up during the holidays, but then there's nothing to see.
I know.
And people are looking for stuff
to
do.
They are looking for stuff to do because they have time off from work and family is in town. I think it's actually a perfect time to come see a play.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Come and see it. That's all there is to it.
Don't
right?
bring your kids, though.
Oh, okay. That's
maybe 18 and up.
All right. Because there's a, you did say sex farce.
It's
so that
sex farce.
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, necessarily be compelled to bring children to something like that.
Yeah.
But it's for everybody else.
It's for right? everyone else. Nobody is not going to like this.
Yeah.
Really.
What's coming up for you after this show?
That might be a secret, too.
Ooh, you are killing me here. But you got something cooking.
I do. Yeah. I do have something cooking, and it's going to be great. So everybody should come. But yeah. I'll be around and about. But you know, you never know if they've released.
Sure. Well, let me ask you: is it in Pittsburgh?
It is in Pittsburgh. Okay. Yes, I'm very happy to say that I will be here.
We like seeing you. We do. I know sometimes actors need to travel to do shows here and there, but I think we've got some great talent here. We've got a lot of great talent that grace our stages, and you're certainly one of those gems. So it's always good to have you here.
You are
so
too.
Stick around.
I'm not going anywhere.
We like seeing you.
I'm glad to be here.
Good. I have a little game.
I'm typically not good at games, but
well, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I this is definitely a drinking game. what? Oh, that did it for you. Really? Well, stay tuned.
Because a spit take.
Oh, there we go.
I always want to do a spit take.
Well, there you go. Just do it in that direction. Take two.
You're quick.
Yes. Now, and we're going to see how quick you are with a game that I call Or, which is, of course, a tribute to the show that you have coming up titled Or at Off the Wall Theater. I'm going to give you pairings of words.
Okay.
In other words, this or that.
Mm-hmm.
They may be related. They may not be. You must respond with the one of those two words or phrases that is most favorable to you.
Okay.
Don't think about it. It's kind of like we want the direct answer. We're going to go quick. We're going to really get to know you here.
My heart is beating.
No pressure. just blurt out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Robin Abramson.
Mm-hmm.
Permanis or pierogies?
Ugh, neither. Pierogies.
Boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
Miley Cyrus or a stomach virus?
Stomach virus.
Shaken or stirred?
Stirred.
Date with Bill Peduto or date with Rick Seaback?
Bill Peduto.
He's the mayor of Pittsburgh.
I know that.
Oh, that's your answer.
Yes. Like, are you offering this to me, Bill?
No,
Bill?
No.
I hope you're watching.
But now we know your politics. Very clearly. All right. Sidney Poitier or Sidney Crosby?
Poitier.
Me.
Poitier. I don't know. How would you say it?
I always use the Poit. I always use Sidney Poitier.
Okay.
Lady Gaga or Lady Elaine Fairchild?
Gaga.
Han Solo shot first or Greedo shot first? This is a Star Wars.
Is that Star Wars?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know anything about Star Wars. I was just talking about this with a friend the other day, and he said, you should watch Star Wars just so that you can exist better in life. And I was like,
that's the key.
That is irrelevant. And now it has become relevant to me.
Well, my knowledge of this is, I suppose, you know who Han Solo is.
Yes.
I think that he's like, kind of a ne'er-do-well. He's a good guy, but he's into some... Yes.
Oh, Harrison Ford.
There's an incident at that cantina, I think, where he shoots somebody. A villain's about to draw on him, but he shoots the guy before he can pull the gun. And it was always debated who shot first, because if Han Solo shot first, he's not such a good guy. And that when they did the remakes, they, I think, changed it to make the villain shoot first.
That's interesting.
Yeah, look this up.
That changes the story, and it changes how you feel about him.
It does, it does. So your answer to this really says absolutely nothing about who you are. It's just one of those ridiculous pop culture things that are hotly debated.
Well, I've never seen it, so.
All right, here we go. Moving on. Pluto is a planet or Pluto is not a planet?
Oh shit, is that the like thing when they made it? Fuck.
Wow, I didn't know that planets were your hot button here. We're getting raw on planets here.
You have to edit that out, if I swear.
Maybe the
shit you can leave in, but the...
You keep going. Our editing bills are going higher by the minute. For the podcast, the internet radio version of this is unedited.
Okay.
It's all in there. But for the video, we bleep you out.
All right, that's probably
so.
You bleep it or you just edit it?
Oh, I bleep it.
Oh, that's
fine. If it gets in.
That's
fine.
Okay. What was the question again?
Pluto is a planet or Pluto is not a planet?
It's a planet.
All right. Allegheny or Monongahela?
Monongahela.
That's neither. Have another cocktail, Judy. Fries or coleslaw?
Fries.
Romeo or Juliet?
Romeo.
This or that?
That.
Very good.
Is that it?
You win. Yes.
I win.
Nobody was keeping score. You win my respect for getting through that without doing another spit take. How's that? Well, nobody beats me with these martini. You are really down in that. You've got a rehearsal to
go
through,
don't you?
I've got to
run through tonight, and it's gonna make my cues sharp. It's gonna make me specific. It might make me vomit.
Well, do you have any tricks to memorizing or getting over jitters or anything? Like, what's your,
No, I don't really have any tricks. I think that you can either memorize or you can't. I think it's just you can do it or you can't. But jitters, there's nothing I can do to get past that. I actually love the jitters. Sometimes they do great stuff, sometimes they do bad stuff. Mm. But they eventually go away. Opening night, I have jitters. The second night, I don't. I kind of love that difference. Mm. But there's this stuff you can buy from Whole Foods, which is all natural, and you drop it on your tongue, and it typically calms me down if I'm super nervous about something.
What is it?
I don't know what it's called. Like, Rescue Remedy?
Really? I've never heard of this.
Yeah,
it could be in my head. You're just making stuff up now. It's come to that. We really have that little to talk about, and now we're just making stuff up. We hit Star Wars, we hit, astronomy. Now we're just at the point where we're just making stuff up.
You buy it at Whole Foods. It comes in a bottle with like a yellow label.
Yeah, we'll look for that. Thank you. That's all the time we have. So even pros still get nervous.
Oh, yeah. I think you have to use it. If you stop getting nervous, I guess it means that maybe you don't, that you stop caring. Mm. And I hope that never happens to me. It hasn't yet, so.
Well, that actually, I think, is maybe great advice for, people who, sometimes nerves hold them back sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Use it. It's good. It means you care.
That's
it means
awesome.
You're excited. It means your stakes are high.
Yeah.
But sometimes it really does. Like, we did a run-through the other day, and we had an audience there, and I hold something in my first scene, and I was like, my stupid hand is shaking. Like, really? I've been doing this for how many years, and my stupid hand is shaking? Sometimes you just...
Well, now you've given me a lot of courage. I mean, now I might not have to have 3 martinis before I sit down and do an interview with
someone.
Oh,
no, you should.
You should. Brian Edward, you need it. It's medicinal for you.
It's prescribed.
Right.
My therapist writes me out scripts all the time.
Hey, give me your therapist's number. I need to check that out. Are actors crazy?
I feel like you're setting me up. I mean, I'm definitely crazy, but like in all the good ways that I think an actor is supposed to be crazy. I'm insecure. I'm an egomaniac.
Thank you for being so candid about this, because you know what? I believe you that actors are, but how many would be brave enough to admit that and be proud of it?
Yeah, I use it. If I wasn't insecure, I wouldn't want to get better every night.
Mm.
And if I weren't an egomaniac, it would, maybe it would be hard to have lights on you or to have people writing about you or interviewing you. You kind of have to own the fact that it's all about you.
That's great, and thank you for defending that, because you're absolutely right. In a business where the product that you have to sell is yourself, that's tricky, and that product has got to be something you believe in 100%.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody listens to this beyond your original statement and realizes, no, she's got reason for this,
For reason to be completely unhumble and immodest. Is that a word, unhumble?
Today, sure.
Today,
We'll put that in there.
No, I mean, there's lots of... I mean, I'm very grateful, and I mean, I'm crazy, but... It's
but
grounded
crazy's
in
good.
Something. It's rooted in wanting to do something great and wanting to tell stories. And, it's not crazy that I want to tell someone a really beautiful story.
I agree. Yeah. I think you've defended that beautifully.
Yeah.
And given us a lot of really great insight.
Yeah.
It only took 6 cocktails, but we got you there.
You only filmed the last one. There were 6 before.
Right.
This.
Robin, thank you so much for chatting
Ryan,
with us
thank
today.
Thank you. I had so much fun.
We are looking forward to seeing Or at Off the Wall
it's
Theater.
So great. It runs until January 10th. It's something to do over the holidays. Please don't miss it. It's so much fun.
We will be there. We'll look forward to seeing you. Cheers, my dear.
Oh, I think I drank it all.
You got at least one drop in there.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.